So, hello, hello, hello. I just wanted to do this real quick intro, let you know that we had some recording issues for the video portion of this week's episode. But never fear, after all, this is a podcast, and the audio should be fantastic as it has been here recently. So there'll just be no video, but you'll be able to hear everything. And at the end of the day, it's what a podcast was meant to be originally anyways. So, there's a dog. Hey, puppy. So, we just hope that you enjoy this week's episode. We apologize you won't be able to see Derek's lovely feet. But hey, you can always email us for pictures of those feet for a nominal fee. We appreciate all your support. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy today's episode. Peace. Well, hello, hello, hello. I'm going to run through it a little bit quicker today.
I like that.
Welcome to episode 40, whatever, 8, I think, maybe.
Sounds right.
We'll go with that one. Mm-hmm. Of the Coffee and Ketchup podcast, the best podcast that you've ever heard from this basement. You're welcome. We're glad to be back here again. Got a lovely studio audience with us tonight. Mm-hmm. If you hear cheers and applause in the background, it's because we flicked the applause light. And they're graciously doing what they've been asked to do. As always, thank you for tuning in. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the channel, like the video. And as we kind of talk about stuff, shoot comments down below. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know what you think about the episode. Precipitate when you can. And participate as well.
Did you mean to do that?
Yes, I meant to do that.
Okay.
There's a story.
That
I made.
Okay.
He does that all the time.
We'll tell it. I'll tell it a little bit. I think we're going to get in that a little bit later. I'll tell that.
Okay. I was going to try to save you.
Okay. No, I know it's liquid. No, I know. I know the difference. You didn't know precipice. We're not. Listen, we're not.
I did. I was cutting up. I was cutting.
Sure.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, before we get started anything too crazy, do have a big shout out, big congratulations. My wife, Shelly Russ, did graduate from college.
Hootie hoo!
Last congratulations.
Friday. Yes.
That's awesome.
Well done for her. Well done for her. We got to walk, get her. We got to watch her walk across the stage in a cap and gown. It was fantastic. All kind of family showed up.
That's awesome.
It was absolutely great. She worked really hard, graduated with honors. And I'm very proud of you, sweetheart.
Tell everybody what she graduated.
She graduated for aircraft sheet metal structural. I don't know, whatever else.
Damage.
Aircraft stuff. And is currently trying to get on with the base. Should happen hopefully this week.
Base! How low can you go?
We are looking forward to that. But anyways, congratulations, baby. Very proud of you. Love you very much. And keep up your hard work. It has not gone unnoticed.
Right.
I love it.
And also, now that Shelly's congrats is out of the way, there may be another round of congratulations the docket. Brian, do you have some great news to share with our audience today?
Derek, am I forgetting something?
I think you know what he's referring to.
Well, what would that be?
Well, you have a cake upstairs we just cut.
Wow.
Delicious cake.
How about that? Yeah, man, 5 years clean today.
Let's go.
Say that again.
Say it one time for the people in the back.
Five years clean today.
Clean.
Yep.
Say, never mind. 5 years. Yes.
The slow clap is a very meaningful clap. Just so
it's
we're
a clap
clear.
With purpose.
Exactly.
You know, with emotion and feeling behind
lots
it.
Lots of it.
Very proud of you as well.
Thank you.
Love
Thank
you too.
I love you too,
yeah,
man. Thank you. We got that on tape.
Yeah, that's right. The other two times.
I've heard that from him like three times now, and we've been like that for.
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
No, I can remember. So, I went to POH three times, right?
I knew you've been there.
Who has to do it three times?
I was on a Southeast tour of treatment centers and rehabs.
Three times?
And
in POH.
You went north as well.
What a loser. Who can't get it after two? Chris and I both went through three times. So The second time I went in, Chris was working there at this point. Okay.
Yeah.
Been there a couple of years. You know, he's the third time that he went through was my first time there.
Okay.
Okay. So okay. I remember him coming in. He had been there before twice, and so his reputation preceded him.
Yeah.
And I can remember hearing about him coming in and Chris is coming back, and people are talking, oh, he's getting out of the big house and coming down. And so when we met, we hit it off, you know what I'm saying, which he doesn't really do. I may be speaking out of turn, but we kind of hit it off. And I left not very long after he got there. You know, I ditched out on a Friday, and the streets was calling me.
Uh-huh.
And
I didn't even hear him.
And when I leave a baseball, a Braves cap on his bed, yeah. Like, yeah. My parting gifts to the folks that I liked,
yeah.
You know.
I would say that's a – yeah, we connected. You yeah, know, like, we it did. Was only a couple of weeks, but we clicked.
Yeah, we were fine.
We definitely got along. We're both sick individuals.
Yes,
so
yes.
We flocked together.
And so when I came back that second time, he had started working there and was, you know, working towards getting your CAC-1, I believe.
Yeah, somewhere around and, there in that path.
So I come in and and I stayed maybe a month and a half.
Yeah, it was another not long venture.
And I go to him and I'm like, man, I'm ready to go home. He goes, well, that didn't take long.
All right.
Just matter of fact.
That was his response. That didn't take long.
Yeah.
You got somebody to call?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Why aren't you like begging me to stay?
I was disappointed. I'm like, you're not going to ask me to stay?
Yes, sir.
You're not telling me I'm making a mistake? I mean, my goodness. But no, we I was talking to Jeremy Friday night. Me and Jeremy and Rocky and a couple of the guys went out to eat after work. Rocky was going back home, and Jeremy and I were talking, and we were talking about the time we had to write the rule book.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do tell about that.
Which time? I'm assuming the time we made
after
you
the
write
Super Bowl,
in?
Yeah.
So Super Bowl comes. They get to stay up all night. They get to eat and drink in the living room,
ooh,
watch the Super Bowl, and just have a good old party.
Uh-huh.
You know, the next day, who come up there the next day? Me?
Probably.
Probably. Come up there the next day. No, it wasn't either because I never saw it. I was told that the living room was wrecked. There was still, like, dishes in the sink and stuff like that. You
uh-huh.
know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And that we had given them some leeway or some rope.
Right.
If you will,
right.
And they proceeded to start swinging. You know? Open the gallows, it was over with.
Yep.
So then, as the punishment for that, I'm sure it was lockdown as well, right?
Yeah, lockdown.
Had to have been
lockdown
the house.
It didn't matter if it was lockdown or not. That's all.
And then he had to
write
the right book, the rule book,
three times.
Not a small rule book.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It to write that book three times, it took you an entire notebook.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Every bit.
College paper lines.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, no question.
We would write for 8 hours. And we would write so long, your brain would be telling you what the sentence was saying, and your hand would just protest. I mean, literally, uh-huh. We would write that long. We were writing word for word. And you couldn't even, like, make the words out. Hardest thing I probably ever had to do in my life.
Really?
I mean, as far as like
discipline wise,
yeah, discipline wise, yeah.
Like I'm gonna stick
with,
I'm not gonna buck and leave.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna do it. I can see that.
Yeah, I was already too far in then. I was probably 4 or 5 months in at that time. Yeah.
Making a good.
So what? And y'all got this because you didn't wash the dishes and
didn't clean.
Yeah, they didn't clean up after the Super Bowl.
Blankets? What? I mean,
again, I don't think I was the one that showed up and saw it, but I know that there were dishes in the sink, probably food left out.
Okay.
And just
so why you reckon y'all didn't do that? Just
it's a great question. That's what we wanted to know as well. Are you looking for work? Do you need a full job? I think you'd make a great rehab counselor.
I don't. But I'm just curious.
Give him a job.
I'm sure that I went to bed thinking somebody else would do it.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
Somebody else would get it. In all actuality, I probably cleaned up my mess.
Okay.
It's fair. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Because I'm OCD, fair. Man. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to clean up myself. But I'm not about to clean up everybody.
I get it.
And half of the people that made the mess, I'm more than sure. I don't really remember, but I'm...
All right, keep going. Hold on a second.
I'm sure that...
I'm through this.
I wonder why it's doing that.
I don't know.
I'm just glad y'all saw it. Okay. And now it's back.
How about that? Probably half of the people that were in there, we'll say if there was 20 people, five of them didn't participate.
Okay.
Don't like football.
Okay.
Out of the 15 left, we'll say half of them went to bed at midnight.
Okay.
Or, I mean, at halftime. So that'll leave about seven or eight. And let's say that probably three of us stayed up till the end of the game. And the mess was left by 15 people.
I got you.
With three of us. That's probably how it went down.
Okay.
Sounds good on my end, at least, you know. And I cleaned up my mess. I don't really remember. I don't remember leaving it a mess, actually. I was blindsided when we got in the next day.
I got you.
Blindsided, I tell you.
I believe it. I don't know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but what would you do? I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
The handbook, you know, three times.
You write it. Yeah. You write it. So what's been going on with you, D?
Well, so, and I, this, this,
I love these stories. I feel like this is like story time with Derek, is. And I'm just like,
it's, so I went over to JJ's. I think it was.
You're still allowed over there?
Yeah, she still lets me come since she's moved. She still lets me come over there.
Pretty nice.
Pretty nice. Exactly, it is. I go over there, and I guess it was Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, and when I got there, I went to the refrigerator to get something to drink, and I realized that where she keeps her waters now, because she just moved into a new house, she's got a new refrigerator, so it'll hold about 10 or 12, and I realized there was about five in there. So she was on the back porch with the dogs, and I came inside to get something to drink, and when I opened the refrigerator up, I was like, oh, man, she ain't got five waters in there. So, and Winston was looking at me through the glass. So I was like, he's fishing to give me up. That's the dog. That's her biggest dog. He's looking at me. And I'm like, please don't give me up. I went into the pantry, got the water out, and took the waters that were in the refrigerator out. There's four or five. I put them on the counter. I put about five, six more waters in there. And I put the other ones back on top. And I did that without getting caught. I was very proud of myself. Then I had to go to the restroom a little while later, and she's got okay. So it's her. It's nothing but females in the house. Let me just say that. Okay, so it's just females in the house, and the TP there I noticed is very very. There's not much left. And again, she's outside on the porch, and I said, this is my opportunity. There's not any, you know, she just moved, so let me go find the TP. So I went and got another roll or two and brought it into the bathroom. I was like, okay, so I got that out of the way too. And then I went outside, and a little while later, and I said, hey, babe, I said, have the dogs been fed? Because I noticed the food. I'm just looking at everything.
Is he not just the greatest boyfriend in the world?
I'm not sure that's where this story's at, I'll be honest. I'm not sure that's the result that we're all going to get.
So then I go, and again, she's got boxes. She's been unpacking, you know, and trying to get things put away. And I'm like, you know, what can I do to help? You know, I'm over here, you know, 7 o'clock at night, you know, and I'm like, we feed the dogs, you know. I'll feed the dogs again. So anyway, I can't.
How many times did you feed them?
I only fed them once that evening. But my point is that Chris looks at me. I call it observant. He would call it OCD, I think. I just, when I see something that I think needs doing, mm-hmm. not always, don't get me wrong, but when I see something that needs doing, I try to go ahead and do it. And I guess that's part of OCD, would you say?
Somewhat. But again, you're taking it from like your perspective. I think the first thing to really notice about this situation,
it's not my house.
Here he goes.
It's not your stuff.
Here he goes.
It's not your stuff. If you want to OCD on this house, brother, this is your house.
I know.
Because look, I'm probably more, and I don't know if JJ Adelaide's, but like at my place, even with Shelly, listen, if I got something, just let me do it.
Go ahead, listen.
Because I'm kind of like you. I'm a little OCD about it. I want it done a certain way. And I don't need your help. I think
with any of those things, I'm very confident that had she caught me or seen me doing filling up the water, she would have said, thank you for doing that, and I don't have to worry about
were you doing
it.
So like, then why were you hiding?
That's what I'm saying. Were you doing them like trying not to let her
because,
see you do
no,
it?
I guess, but I, okay, hiding.
There
because
I
didn't
house
want
her, some, she could
no,
have
no, I, did, I wouldn't want her to say, just stop doing that, come outside and sit, let's just sit and chat, you know, because I wanted to do it and get it over with.
You so
know?
You did, really you did it now. Secretively.
I did, and two, to surprise her. Because sure, all of a sudden she goes in there to get a water, and all of a sudden, boom, there's more in there. Or Liv goes in there to get a water.
Sure,
boom.
She's like, boom. Sure, listen. Yeah, and that's very good intentions. But what you just said a second ago was that she was probably outside and would have been like, listen, come here and let's just spend time together.
That's right.
If that's what she wants, why are you taking that away from her by stocking her damn fridge with
water? Because I was coming. I was going to be right there.
Mm. Were you, like, secretly trying to do it?
Let me give you my card, Derek.
I wouldn't say secretly. I was trying. It was a kind gesture.
I love how he says
hey,
the
honey,
word.
What's in that box upstairs?
I love how he says the word secretly and then says, well, I wouldn't say secretly. You just did,
you did.
Derek. You just did.
I shouldn't say secretly. I was doing it. As a kind gesture, I guess, sure. is the
door
best
dash
way
to sell. And doggone toilet paper to the front door. Now, don't ring the doorbell when you get here. I'm not trying to get
caught. Stick
called.
A roll in the mailbox, and I'll come down here and grab it.
Just ride by. Hey, Cadillac, just ride by and drop it in the mailbox. The money will be in there.
So Tacoma. What's the difference in
Tacoma, that's right.
Hey, baby, you mind if I stock some fridges in this
no,
water?
No, because I
stock some
fridges,
fridges
in
this
water.
I think it's to be a
you're making me crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's to be a... Be a pleasant surprise, you know.
Okay,
here I am, an hour later, I'm gone. She goes in there to get her a water for bedtime, and she goes in there, and she's like,
I got 30.
Well, look at
there. That's nice.
And she would, hey, but listen, she would have known you did it because all the labels would be fading out.
I don't do
exactly
that in the drawer.
Store,
right? I don't do it in the drawer.
I don't believe it.
I don't do it in the drawer.
Does he do it in the drawer?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, right. I don't.
Okay. All right. We'll let you have that little bit.
But
water in the
drawers.
TP
say,
Waterman dog
I wanna,
food. Bowl.
I do want to say this. That same night, when I went out there on the porch, I sat there next to her and I said, "I noticed you did this. I noticed you did this. I noticed you did this." So I started just naming stuff off because when I went to the bathroom, I was like, "Oh yeah, that's she just did that. She just did that. She just did that." I mean, because I can't shut it off.
I don't think that's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's much of a. Problem though, unless it's giving you problems, I don't think necessarily being observant is a bad thing.
I'm super observant,
and that's fair.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Okay,
again, it's just about what you decide to do with it.
You would have
you
made
know,
a...
if you observe the gentleman at the store limping for 2 or 3 weeks, right?
That's fine.
Going
yesterday.
To help him with his limp, it's probably a little uncalled for.
I was going to when I was picking out the hamburger meat yesterday. I was ground beef. I was. Going to video him and send it to the two of them.
That's dangerous, Derek. I'll be honest with you.
That's why I didn't do
it. We're just going to take your word. Please don't do
that. No, I got
please.
Caught. I got caught doing
listen,
that.
Just
that's
we'll
why
take
I didn't
your word
it.
For it. We believe you.
I was going to sit there and just I was going to sit there and just do like this right here like I was looking at a list and scroll on my phone because he was using the cart. When I walked in, I saw him and I was like, oh, my gosh.
I can just see your brother texting both of us that and being like, you think we can add this to the next episode?
Yeah.
No,
I actually don't. No.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I'm in, bro.
I am not in.
You need a name you can trust. Call Buckeye Preferred Services. They are insured with over 35 years experience in custom tree felling, crown reduction, whole tree removal, as well as stump grinding and cleanup. They are cutting out your problems one limb at a time, serving the greater Middle Georgia area and beyond. You can find their Facebook in the description and call them at 478-484-2178 or 478-278-5574.
I was in Circle K the other day, right? Mm-hmm. Across the street from the dealership. And go figure, most of the people that work in there now, they
did you walk or did you drive?
I walked.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I walked. Most of the people in there, they clown with me by this point in time.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
So
it's hard not to do.
I go in, and I'm standing there. There's a guy standing at the counter. So I'm like, oh, my God. And so I got my phone, and I'm like that. And I'm paying attention to him because from behind, I had Kenny Rogers in my scope.
That's who he looked like?
Yeah, it was Kenny Rogers. And as I'm about ready to pull the trigger on the freaking camera, the girl that works there goes, "You taking a picture of me?" And I go, "No, I'm messaging my girl."
So you got caught.
Busted.
Yeah. No, girl, I'm messaging busted. My girlfriend.
So did you get a picture of Kenny Rogers?
I got out of there. And then that girl walked off, and another girl walked up to help Kenny. So I pulled out the gun again and pow, just nailed him, right? And then I ended up selling the car a little bit later on. So I went back to put gas in the car. They didn't print the receipt, so I had to go inside. And the girl that asked me at first was I taking a picture of her. It was the one giving the receipt. And I go, "Hey, let me show you something. I was taking a picture of y'all a while ago, but it wasn't y'all. It was of Kenny Rogers." And she goes, "This man a fool."
You got a picture of Kenny? Can I see the? Can you pull the picture of Kenny?
I think I do.
He definitely is.
Before surgery or after?
It was before surgery.
I mean, when he had all that Botox and stuff done.
I'm lost now. I don't know what we're talking about.
Kenny Rogers had some serious. He had some serious stuff done.
Derek, if you put up five old men in front of me, I could not point out Kenny Rogers.
He had, serious? Kenny had Botox done
for sure.
There ain't no way.
No, he had something done, man. His eyes got real tight. I mean, it was.
He had plastic surgery.
Okay, plastic surgery.
I don't think that. I don't think that's Botox, Derek. But that's definitely Kenny Rogers.
If he had a Western shirt
did you
on,
see
it might
Chris?
Be. He doesn't
see,
know who Kenny.
See
know,
Kenny.
He don't know who Kenny Rogers
who Kenny is.
Pull
that's
up.
Him right there.
Can you Google?
I doubt I can find a. Okay, let me Google picture of
Kenny Rogers from the
Rogers
back, Circle K.
From behind
at Circle K.
Kenny Rogers.
K. Wow, there it is.
That didn't take long.
He's at a racetrack, though. What the hell, Google?
Thank you,
okay,
Google.
All right, there's Kenny Rogers.
Okay.
So
yeah, I've seen him before.
Okay.
So you can imagine
this
him
is
from
Kenny
behind.
Rogers later on.
He looks
after,
like a wrestler.
After Botox and stuff.
He looks like a wrestler right here.
I think that's called a facelift.
What do you
excuse
consider
me.
Plastic
surgery? He had a facelift, not like, Botox. I'm
like,
sorry.
Like surgical knives like and like surgery.
Slicing
surgery.
It and pulling it back.
But that's the thing, though. I
so
mean,
he's had work done. You
work
did,
done.
Not necessarily.
When you look at the gambler, Kenny yeah. Rogers, I mean, you're like, that's a cool looking
oh, he's
dude.
No one to hold him, fold him?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
oh,
him, yeah.
Oh, man, how about that?
And then all of a sudden...
Derek, that's what's going to happen to you.
I ain't, but I'm not going.
One of these days, Derek, you're going to wake up and you're just going to be done slid downhill.
I'm already sliding.
I mean, you're still going to have more fans than anybody else up here.
You will. You definitely will. You will. Listen, Kenny Rogers lived outside of Athens. True story. And he went
I don't know if this is.
100% true.
Okay, go ahead.
He went into Subway one day, and a buddy of mine worked in that Subway.
Go ahead. I just don't know. Go ahead.
True story. And when Kenny Rogers.
I love how it says true story like that means anything from him. Like, oh, sorry. Ryan told the truth this time. We'll go. It's all sitting down on pay attention.
This happened.
Okay.
Kenny comes into Subway.
Yeah.
My friend Jerry. And I'm going to send this to.
Well, I don't know.
I'm going to send
this. I don't
know
why I keep stopping.
To Jerry. Okay.
Okay. Keep going.
And I'm going to get him to vouch for this. I'm going to send this to him when the episode comes out. I will send it to Jerry, and I will get him to prove that this happened. Jerry's working in there. Kenny comes in. He comes up to Jerry to place his order, and Jerry looks at him. He goes, "Kenny Rogers." He goes, "That's me." He goes, "Man, I'll give you a free sub if you'll sing a line from The Gambler."
I bet that man paid for his sub. You told me this story before.
I'll pay for it, thank
you. Yeah. You've told me this story.
Really?
Before.
Really
so
happened.
If it's a lie, he's
really
committed
happened.
It to memory because that's
yeah.
the same story.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Listen, we might just have no video on this one. It's just going to have to be what it is.
Huh.
There's got to be a setting or something in there I'm going to have to just fool around with.
That's cool, man.
Interesting.
It's not that interesting. Don't believe
it. It really happened.
I can believe that.
I'll pay for it.
I'll just pay for it. Thank you.
I thought you were going
to
say.
If either one of you were to walk into somewhere and be like, oh, my God, you're if I were to walk in and be like, will you just say – Hello, and I'll give you free
I'm
food.
I'm doing it.
I would definitely do it. I'm broke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm definitely
I would.
Doing it.
You'd probably record it, wouldn't
yeah.
you?
No.
Just
that's
shake
a Brian
it, baby.
No.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what.
So you'll
yeah.
have to unplug it. I think there's got to be a setting to where it cuts off like every 15 minutes and stops it. My GoPro used to do the same thing. You have to press like the menu button. You can start another recording, but I'm not going to be able to piece them all in all the way, I think. Okay.
It's all good.
Like it's back up there. Because it's got the thing on the screen.
It's all good.
Yeah, like I said, there's gonna be like when I bought my GoPro to do motorcycle content and everything. Mm-hmm. There's a just for the sake of trying to not lose all your video.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times cameras will have an automatic setting to where it splits it up every 15 minutes. You know, and breaks it that way.
You know.
So that way, if something happens, so you still got other sections.
It's crazy. So
it is crazy.
Back to the Kenny Rogers, if I may.
You may.
May away.
So I thought what you were going to say is that he walked up there, and the friend of yours was female, and when he walked up to the register to get ready to place his order, he was going to go, lady. He was going to break in the lady.
So you just assume Kenny Rogers is a creep?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, that would be... That would
have held him up so quick.
That would have been cool.
Maybe. Do you think it would be cool for her?
Well, I mean, you got to think.
Maybe.
The first time you know your life.
Maybe before he had his surgery, when he still looked like what he did from Six Pack.
So you're thinking Kenny Rogers fans are up at Subway.
They probably were at Roasters. The chicken joint.
That's true.
Or Po' Boys. Chicken joint.
Po' Folks.
No, that was Bill Anderson.
Dang, Derek.
We're talking about
trivia.
All kinds of stuff. I don't know now.
You in the
trivia. That was before. Well, that was, you were probably
there was a restaurant
two.
Called Po' Folks.
Yeah.
Po' Folks?
Mm-hmm.
Po' Sounds
Folks.
Like my house.
And they served you your drinks out of a mason jar.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And they had, if I do remember correctly, moon pies for dessert.
Oh.
I think they did.
Do you like a moon pie?
Heated with ice cream on it.
It's all right.
That's
heated
with
ice cream.
That's so extra.
Are you talking about a chocolate
you didn't
moon
have
pies?
To have it heated.
What's your favorite moon? Do you eat? First off, do you like moon pies?
I would eat a chocolate one.
So you like a chocolate?
Yeah. I ain't going to eat no banana one.
You ain't finna. Dude, that double-decker banana moon pie, it's out of this world. It's fantastic.
I don't do.
That's
don't,
it. Brian says he quit. He's had enough of it.
I don't do.
He's had enough of it. He ain't doing another one.
No.
There's a moon pie.
Listen, I'm just happy that's the side I saw this time. You know? There's been too many times I've seen the other side.
What? You
know, I've probably seen his front hind.
Congratulations.
More than his rear hind.
Congratulations on 5 years. He's happy. I mean, it should be.
That's as what 5 years of recovery is like. An old moon.
I thought he's going to fix the camera.
No.
I had an
I
idea.
Thought he had to like go to the bathroom or something. Just
I had a great idea.
You know, sometimes you eat pizza, it'll hit you.
Yeah. I think that pizza and water and cake all combined together.
It was good, though.
Got me loopy.
That pizza was good.
Man, we were in Warner Robins yesterday. And we were on one side of town trying to get to another.
Watson.
Trying to get to Watson. We was over at Houston.
Mm-hmm. Houston Lake Road.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And I thought I knew how to get there. But we put it in the GPS anyway. And we were trying to get to Ashley Furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so Aaron puts it in the GPS.
Wait a minute. Are you going to let him shop at Ashley?
I don't know what you're talking about. Go ahead,
we
Brian.
We were just comparing prices. Mm. No, we were going to Ashley first.
The betrayal.
So she puts it. The man drives a Toyota.
And she'll never let you forget it. You better find the next stair or something. Better get you a Pathfinder, a Titan. My bad. I didn't mean. I should have known. I was going to get that started. I got to stop doing that, man. It just brings on more of it.
We got in the GPS, and it's starting to take us off the beaten path. If
sure,
you will.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And I'm.
Oh my God,
man. He's doing it.
I know. Really.
I said, baby, what did you put in the GPS? I put in Ashley Furniture because we were going through neighborhoods, and I said, I think you put in Ashley's Furniture.
Yeah. We finna pull up at somebody's
it's
house.
Taking us to Ashley's house.
We finna go look at Ashley's couch.
We finna pull up at 407 Oakdale Drive talking about we're here to see the furniture.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, man, that's too funny.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Nissan the other day, I may have been I may have been a little premature on this, but we were at work and all of a sudden we hear sirens. And I noticed the guy pulled his truck into the dealership drive and he didn't pull in real good. He just barely pulled in and then he parked. And I'm like, okay, I'm sitting at my desk. Oh, that's pretty weird, whatever. And then like 2 minutes later, I hear sirens and all this. And a fire truck or two pulls up and a police car pulls up blocking traffic. So we all get up, everybody's looking. And that was just it was just a wreck. It was a wreck. And I went out there and handed out my business card.
No, you did not.
You sure as hell better have. I mean, if people wrecking that car, they're
going to
need another.
I don't want to get in anybody's way. I know some of y'all are waiting on an ambulance, but here's my card when you get your insurance.
You think I'm going to go to the trap house on a weekend and hand out a business card? Shoot.
So I do have a question for you. I noticed going to work. Well, I was going to JJ's the other day. When I come by there, y'all got a lot of inventory right now.
Oh, we about
like stacked. A lot. I'm being serious. I mean,
350Z,
working on it.
On the side over there by where
on the gravel.
Circle K is.
Yeah, yeah.
There's, I mean, it's full over there.
I know.
Y'all go up there and see if they got your Nissan truck you might like.
That's good to see that.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah, we're
a Nissan truck.
We're overflowed right now.
Nissan. I don't want to get
we're
rid of.
We're overflowed right now.
That's good.
Overflowed. I love it.
That's good. That's a good place to be.
Come get you some.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that it was a fender bender to mm-hmm. say the most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But both guys in the car that got bumped from behind were both sitting in their car till the ambulance got there. They have been waiting their entire lives
to
for
get
this moment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you already know.
And don't you know that the driver
wait
was,
for the cop to pull up in
the
ambulance so
the
I can fall out?
Was sitting there, and it just got bumped
got
from behind, tapped, if you will. And the passenger, this is the way I pictured it in my head, the passenger's like reaching for the door handle. Bobby, don't.
You don't, stay right where you
don't
at.
Don't open that door. Don't turn around. You sit right here, Bobby. I have seen this. I've been seeing this all morning, all week long. That Ken Nugent fella's been waiting on this. We calling him.
Lester got me my money.
Got my daddy paid. Listen, they loaded him up. I'm not picking, or maybe I am. They
really?
Loaded, they
picking,
loaded this man up
it.
In a stretcher.
Huh.
Was he old or something?
No, he wasn't old. He was my age.
That ain't
maybe
old.
He needed to be on the stretch. Just to be safe.
I don't know. It looked sketch.
I mean, get it.
Listen.
You know, I get it.
It looked sketch.
I'd like to think I wouldn't do nothing like that, but who knows.
Yeah. I was at a party.
I thought about it. We ain't even recording.
At all?
No, I mean, we definitely recorded audio, but
yeah.
we just audio today.
Yeah, it's all that. I was at a party.
You could have hung your ass out in front of everybody, dude.
Well, I didn't want to take the chance that
it automatically come back because you know I'm leaving that in. You know what I mean?
I was trying to get out of JJ's view anyway.
That's fair.
Yeah. Can't be mooning my sister.
Yeah, I just need to grab this cake from my own real quick, and then we can go ahead and go over there.
This guy again?
You have got to be kidding me.
Hey, boys, I got y'all's cake right here, man. Oh, I got it right here. Wait till you get a load of this.
Derek, come on, man. I got somebody way better.
Hey, suit yourself, fellas.
Always go with someone you can count on. Emerald City Suites is locally female-owned and operated. They have been in business since 2019. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. They serve soups, salads, sandwiches, and of course, cupcakes. They offer custom cakes and sweets for your every occasion. Located at 302 Pine Forest Street in Dublin, Georgia, they can be reached at 478-205-5385. Again, that's 478-205-5385. And their Facebook is linked in the description. Get your event done right with Emerald City Suites.
That is way better.
I was at a party the other night.
Sorry to hear that.
No, it was fun, man, until someone yelled hoedown. Everybody looked around to see if their mom was all right.
God, no you didn't. No, you didn't. Sharon is going to hear this.
I wasn't looking around. I said everybody else was looking around. I wasn't looking around.
Five years, ladies and gentlemen. I know. 5 years.
I know what time it was.
God, that's tough.
It was a good one.
Yeah. It's all right.
Thank you, Al.
It's all right.
Al gave me that one the other day. Had to pick up on that.
Appreciate it, Al. Thanks for just contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Well, you can call him Al, you can call him Nine, whichever one you prefer.
Nine toes. That's so good.
That's my man, though.
He'll forever be Nine. Hey, Nine. I want to come to the dealership one day just to be like, what's up, Nine?
What's up, Nine? Hey, he'll answer, too, bro.
I believe
you. I'm talking about good sport, son. My desk is right by his office. And someone said Saturday, as a matter of fact, just a few days ago, somebody was like, man, what kind of rifle is that? What kind of shotgun is that in there in his office? And I said, let me tell you something. You want to know why I got my desk right here? This is the safest position in the entire dealership.
He really has a firearm in his office?
Firearms.
Why?
Why not?
I don't know.
Brother.
Seems a little extra.
No. No. Then why do people run around churches with guns? Why do people run around in grocery stores with guns? You know how many people come up there like, not like all the time, but.
And the crowd gets bigger.
There's some.
And now we have more folks in the audience.
I'm telling you, it is a regular.
Oh, wow.
Just,
if we ask for an applause now, it's really going to get loud.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
The sad thing is we would have to ask for the applause.
Oh,
I'm
for sure.
Very impressed that she has on an Eric Clapton shirt. Let me just point that out.
Not bad.
She thought that said Erica Clapton. She's never heard of
Can you name any songs?
Nothing.
You knew that was coming.
I figured she was going to yell out, cocaine!
I thought she was going to yell out, wonderful tonight is what I think.
Yeah. I made sure they played that at my wedding.
Oh, yeah. That's
really?
A great song.
Wonderful tonight? Come on, dude.
That's a great one.
It's a good one.
It's been downhill ever since.
Yeah, man, of course.
So, and again, I'm actively pursuing to get my firearm. And I'm definitely going to apply to get a concealed carry, not just because Georgia's open carry, but to get a concealed carry license. Mm-hmm. I guess just the point of like multiple ones kind of just out to where another person.
Multiple ones out.
Okay, but so it's just the one out?
It's not even really like out. It's just there's just personal stuff in there. And
sure.
It's just kind of laid up in there. You know what I'm saying? It's not like accessible and like, you know, you.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? But listen, there's...
I mean, I'm all for people carrying firearms out in public. Hey, do it. You know, if you're allowed to, do it for sure.
And I love that.
It's a crazy time.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm with it.
Because I can't.
I'm actively pursuing to be able to. And I definitely will as soon as I can. I love it. But yeah, like the multiple just kind of out where people...
No, there's not multiple.
That seemed a little...
Well, no, I was just saying arms because he's strapped up, shawty.
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. And at a dealership, it's not a bad place to do it.
No, Lord, no, man. He used to be in law enforcement and all that. He's very trained. He goes to the range all the time. Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. AJ, shouts out.
I'm finna try to hit a barn. It'll be my first time ever shooting a gun like this instead of like this.
Oh, and they promised me this is going to take me deer hunting, too. I've never been.
Very good.
Him and Lonnie both said they're going to take me deer hunting.
Yeah.
Holding them to it.
Really? What time does that start?
About time you go to bed.
Yeah. I have no problem with killing wild animals. Mm-hmm. I am pro killing wild animals. Mm-hmm. I love meats and barbecue, all that kind of stuff. Big fan. I just don't want to be the one to do it. It's not because I have anything with like rights or nothing like that. Or I just don't. It's real early and I don't like camo. And a lot of times it's cold. And I'm not really trying to pour deer piss on my boots.
I just want to shoot something.
You know, it's fair. I would not mind shooting something if I could catch it, you know, near my house, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, just kind of chilling there. Hey, like to get shot today. What you doing? You know, something like that. The actively working to do it. Am I missing out on something?
No, you're not.
Oh, because y'all are texting, not me.
That's going to go over your head, but just trust
yeah,
me.
Just don't read it.
Definitely
going to
happen.
Yeah, don't read it out loud, please.
Definitely going to happen.
Let's
see.
Oh,
yeah, just roll with it, baby, as Steve Winwood said.
You don't
have
it's
to.
It's an inside thing.
Yeah. Sure.
between two rooms.
Explanation to come. I love it. Let's see. So what else?
What else? We still got. We got to kill a little bit more time.
Yeah, we probably need to do about five more minutes.
Five more minutes.
About five. All right, I got minutes.
I got
this
one.
A song,
I know it's a song. I know a lot of music. I don't know who does all the music.
I don't either.
And I don't know all the words to all the music, but I've heard.
But
a
you
lot
can
of
make
music
up. We can make up lyrics though. Anybody
yeah,
does
it's
that.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy to. You got 5 minutes to figure it out, buddy. And the hole keeps getting.
For all your professional and customized sawmilling services, contact Custom Sawmilling. They offer any product from Lowboy trailer flooring, countertops, bar tops, paneling, and flooring for your home. If you remove trees to build your future home, what better way to utilize those trees than making them into a product inside your home? Serving all of Middle Georgia, Custom Sawmilling is proudly veteran-owned and operated. Custom Sawmilling is located at 1607 Caps Browning Road, Rents, Georgia. They can be reached at 478-279-3657. That's 478-279-3657.
So I will say this. I know the video is not working at this time, but the fact that we don't have a
skirt
anymore, I do think we definitely need to look into that.
Well, I actually planned this ahead of time when you started complaining about the skirt. I was like, I'll make sure we get some video problems, and we'll just have to have like an audio episode.
I appreciate
it. I did it all for
now.
Appreciate you doing
that.
Yes,
so everybody just bear with us. It's the first time we've tried this camera set up like this, not going to the computer.
Hence it not working at this moment.
That's not happening.
But you still have the audio.
Yeah, we still got the audio. That's going to be fine. It'll actually be a legitimate podcast. Without the video. And we will definitely have it set up right for the next time. A little trial and error. Back in the day, we would have re-recorded. And we're just not there anymore, you know? I remember back in the day when the other messed up, we would have reset everything and, well, we'll just come back tomorrow. And that's not going to happen anymore.
We've done that.
We've put in that effort.
Yeah.
We have done it more than once.
Yeah.
I still think about Chucky sometimes coming on, and we had to redo the whole thing.
Dude, we did,
man.
Didn't we?
We did an hour episode.
Yeah.
And then,
came back and did another 45 minutes after.
And then
after.
Did it again.
Yeah.
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah. With phone calls and everything. It was so bad.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
We had the phone calls.
Yeah, that's right. We did.
That's not even been a year ago.
No, I know. And when we do the year, everybody be thinking on the year episode, we got to share some of the greatest things.
That'll be our last and final episode, right?
That'll be the last one ever. Last one we push out.
If they could only see Brian's face.
We did it for
so much.
It was a good run, you know.
So you're saying, I'm glad the video is not on, so you're saying that in June sometime it's going to be, well, hello, it's just me.
Yeah, episode 53.
Thank you for tuning in to Coffee and Ketchup with just BK.
With BK.
We're going with episode 53. Jesus, this is tougher than I thought.
We're going to have to up the advertisers because Chris is now charging me to edit these.
Yes.
So please.
I've only got 30 minutes of time because I can't afford to pay Chris.
He won't edit more than that.
To edit a damn hour.
Good gosh.
Y'all come buy some cars from me so I can afford to keep the show going.
Yeah. That's too funny, man.
Well, there is one thing I'd like to say, though, too.
Please say it, Derek.
So Colby just had
Dear God, get out.
Colby just had his 21st birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, man. Yep. Happy birthday, Colby.
Cinco de Mayo on 5/5. He turned 21.
That's a horrific setup.
Well, I mean, that's.
Every year.
That's what it is.
Hey, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah, so he's at the beach. He'll be back by the time this airs. But,
PCB, baby.
Yeah, that's right. He's at the beach. So enjoying himself.
Live it up, Colby.
21.
Or I hope you lived it up.
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
The big 2-1. You still proud of him?
Yeah, I'm extremely proud of him. Okay. It makes me feel old. You know,
sometimes parents are not very proud of their kids.
He's 21, and she's about to graduate. So yeah, I'm like, you're old now.
What are you gonna do?
What was you doing on your 21st birthday, D?
You know, the one thing I say a lot of times during episodes. I've done it more than once. Next question.
Chris, what was you doing on
man,
your
listen,
21st birthday?
Man, listen, so for my 21st.
Some
time?
Yeah. He was doing some time. For, he was getting that Establishing 88 tattoo on his neck.
No, for my 21st, I got high and went to Chuck E. Cheese. He got high, got a bottle of liquor, and then went to Chuck E. Cheese over by the Macon Mall. The original where the amphitheater is now. Yep, that Chuck E. Cheese.
That ain't been that long ago.
And I did everything they would let me do. I'm just like, I'm in the little playpen, playing the video games, all that, eating
living
terrible
it,
pizza.
Living it up.
It was fantastic, man. A great birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Do you remember what you did on your 21st?
Nope.
Me neither.
And then I think I went to jail shortly after that. Yeah. And I've spent many a birthday in jail.
Yeah. Those are the worst. Yeah. I know a guy that punched Chuck E. Cheese in Athens.
Yeah, punched Chuck E. Cheese in Athens?
Punched the Chuck E. Cheese.
Punched Chucky.
Yeah, punched Chucky.
Name is Chuck E. Cheese.
Not the human dressed as Chucky.
Like the animatronic thing? The that animatronic Chucky. Bear?
Yeah, animatronic.
Mm-hmm. He had to hurt that, right?
Huh?
Was he high?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the custodial guy saw it, and he come over there, and he said, "Don't you ever come to Chucky's again."
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
You such a
liar. You such a liar.
No, he didn't. Okay. You can always do it. As soon as he gets, like, too into it, like, no, I'm not.
Don't y'all come back to Chucky's again.
How dare you disrespect
you
the
disrespect
Chuckster.
Disrespect the mouse.
That's Mr. Cheese.
He ain't heard me when I was 37. My wife had left me.
This got sad quick. Poor janitor's having it going through
my
it.
My wife
you know
had
I mean?
Moved out to Texas for some beaver. What are you talking about, sir? That dang Bucci's place out there. I think you mean Bucky's. Yeah, that's why I love Chucky. He's just...
What in the hell is
Are
wrong with
serious?
You?
Are you serious?
What is wrong with you?
And she's gone.
Yeah. Told you. I told you. Anyways, that says 43 minutes down here. We're going to throw an ad. Just going to like that. We'll get about 45. Listen, sorry about the audio or the video things. I'm not even going to post any video because it's just going to look weird. So
don't do it.
We're not going to know. You're not going to know that there's no video till about halfway in. I'll post something up at the beginning maybe and just let you know. But we will have it fixed by next week. Everything will be back in order. We appreciate you tuning in. I can't get my words right tonight. As always, a big thank you to our sponsors. Buckeye Preferred Services, Emerald City Suites, and Custom Sawmilling. As always, you can find the links to their web pages in the description of this video. Brian, t-shirts are in?
T-shirts are in. They're in.
Hot off the press.
Is that right?
If you want one, please reach out to us at coffeeandketchuppc@gmail.com. And we will sell what we have. And when they're gone, they're gone.
That's right. They're the black ones with the white writing and the red
microphone logo.
Yep.
That's a good one.
It's the hottest one we've had.
It is. Those went out fast. And these will go out fast as well. So make sure you reach out to us and get your name on the list. We'll make sure to get you one. We're looking forward to it. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe, like, comment on the video. What are they doing?
I have no idea.
Are we doing a shout out? No?
No? No? Okay. So, no.
Shout out to the ostriches in the back.
I don't get it. There's no video. It doesn't matter. Is there something we needed to say?
No? Okay. Yeah, we'll let them off.
All right.
Congratulations.
We'll embarrass the hell out of somebody. I'll do it, Derek.
No, you're good. You're
Listen,
good.
I will. All right. Anyways, thank you all so much for tuning in. Y'all have a wonderful week, and we will catch y'all in the next one. Peace.